Nah, but you told me to do it, so I'ma do it. They be like, slow up, homie, you're talking too fast. I got a couple of quips, I came to talk trash. Yeah, he's Bucky Watts and Bradley Bax. This is going down, we call it the G-Splash. Ay. Welcome to another edition of
G Splash Trash.
Yeah, I was gonna say Splash Trash, man. I don't know why. G Splash. I'm your host, Bradley Baxter. This is my man, Chris Bucky Watts, who's chatting with me via Skype. We talk
here
comic books, movies, video games,
the whole shebang,
technology, whether or not a volcano is erupting or not. Depending there, on how we feel. Chris.
Depending on the volcano situation. Yes.
Welcome to the show, man.
Man, I'm excited to be here every week.
Yeah.
Let's air horn it up.
It's fiery. We're going to air horn it up. We're getting hyped. I'm hyped. This is a good show. We got a great show.
Hype.
Today we're talking Arrowverse. I've been binging the shit out of this thing, and I have lots to say about it.
I have many thoughts.
Quick. Announcements, let's run through this because we got a lot to talk about. Splash Trash Meh, we're talking comic books again, number 2 edition of that. We talk Man of Steel and the new Brian Michael Bendis Superman story, as well as the last story arc for Dan Slott and the Amazing Spider-Man, and some of the stuff you should pick up over at Buzz of the Week. This has been a great week, Chris. Like we got comic books, games, and video games. So on Buzz of the Week, we're talking E3, what we loved that came out, and what's to come for all the video game needs.
Got a big video game year.
Gotta give it a crushing it on that one.
We're crushing it.
Our next two episodes of Splash Trash will be. Next week we're talking That 70s Show. It is the 20th anniversary.
Oh yeah,
it'll be a good one. It'll be I watched that
what,
show.
The 20th anniversary, huh? Are they gonna do anything? Are they doing any like specials on TV? We'll talk about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so. Cause there's a lot of weird stuff with that show in development. Apparently they're all friends, but they weren't when they were filming.
Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher must be friends. They are real friends.
Yeah, they got a couple babies.
They have a couple. I think they have a couple kids, actually.
We'll talk about this on that show, but they actually did not get along while they were filming the show.
Remember that 80s show? That was garbage. We'll talk about that,
too. Yeah, we will, because actually that show consists... who's in that? There's a character... There's an actor in that show. Oh, it's the dude from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Fucking Dennis.
Is it really?
Dennis is in that 80s show.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well,
and I believe it's the same record store
as the one in Always Sunny.
Not the same record store in Always Sunny in
oh in the oh that 70s show. Duh.
Yeah, there's not even a is there a record store?
No, that's why I was so confused. I'm like, I don't know any goddamn record store.
Anyway, moving on. And then episode 35 will be our season 2 finale, and we're talking, I believe we're talking Lost World or Lost. Whatever Jurassic Park movie they're dropping.
Lost Jurassic Park movie.
One with Jeff Goldblum for 5 minutes.
Yeah, Jeff Goldblum makes a very, very quick appearance.
Chris, you know what time it is. You know what time it is. Chris, Kid See Ghost dropped. And
I have
you saw this
no
on the notes.
Idea what it is.
Yeah. Chris, you like Kid Cudi?
Yeah. Do you like Kid Cudi?
You know, I like, everybody loves Kid Cudi. Except he kind of got a couple of bad records in the mix, but that's fine. Chris, you like Kanye West?
No.
I didn't think you did.
You knew I told you 10 times.
Yeah, I know. I could tell you hate Kanye. Even you don't have to tell me. I could tell by whenever we talk about Kanye, you're just like,
I'm like, oh, cool. Kanye's here. Good for everyone. I love Kanye made it.
Yeah. Chris, Kids See Ghosts is the new Kanye Kid Cudi record.
It's all coming together here.
It's actually pretty good. I want to say it's majority Kid Cudi, but and I'm actually going ham on the soundboard right now. I know you can hear me tapping away, but you do not know the sounds that I have.
But they're good. I don't know what sounds you got on there. I can never hear it, but I kind of like that. There's mystery. That way when I listen to it later, I'm like, oh, that's when I heard. That's what was happening.
Yeah. This is how I get Chris to listen to the show. Because if I don't mix up the sounds, he doesn't listen.
I'll be like, I don't know. I had some stuff going on.
It's like listening to a conversation you already had with your friend. But I need him to give me that play. So I need that play from that in. So, Chris, this is a dope record. I'm actually taking sounds right now. The record's really good, so I think. I think I'm obviously blowing it up right now, but I would give it a splash.
Really?
I thought it was good. I think it's good. I like, you know, Kid Cudi can say anything as long as he sings it, and it sounds good. And then you got production from Kanye. Kanye's always been pretty solid with the production, but those two together have like the dark kind of a combo. And
really? Kanye's kind of struggling. Crazy.
Yeah, Kanye's crazy. Kid Cudi's crazy. Obviously, he's had his run-ins, and
they're all just too crazy for me. A couple of crazy. It's kids.
Well, they had like that. There was like a beef moment where like Kid Cudi was like saying "fuck Kanye," and Kanye said, "I don't like Kid Cudi."
He said, "I don't like that at all."
And now they're making a record together. It's good. It's 7 tracks. It's 20 minutes long, and it's. I think it's like 24 minutes. Yeah.
Oh.
The last few Kanye releases have all been like 7. They've all been 7 songs in like 20 to 25 minutes.
Oof.
He's put out that Pusha T. He's put out his record and then this new one. There's another one. I think there's a 4th one coming.
And another one.
Another one. Speaking of Kanye West, he recently tweeted out that he loves Deadpool.
Oh, good.
He loved
There you go.
He loves the Deadpool movies, and he's like, ah. If I would have, what did he say?
I should have been in this.
He was like, I would have cleared all my music or something. A lot of people are, I think, obviously weighing in on their hatred for Kanye, being like, oh yeah, Ryan Reynolds totally dissed him. When I read the tweet,
he did.
That's like how this, the headline was. And I was like,
I don't know, guys.
I was like, I don't think that's what he said. Like, this one's like, Ryan Reynolds responds to Kanye West Deadpool music offer. It's like, Kanye wants to be on the sound. It's like, now, the way they wrote it, it's like, Kanye West wants to be on the soundtrack for future Deadpool sequels.
Yeah, Kanye West wants to be Deadpool.
this is what Kanye said. He's like, I love both Deadpool movies. Fire, 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 fire. I heard tracks in it that sound like mine. Bro, I would have cleared my music for Deadpool. You guys' writing and approach is so innovative. I love how you guys break the fourth wall. Thank you for being innovative, and please know I'm down to clear next time. Yeah. Like, he wasn't even tweeting at Ryan Reynolds. He was just tweeting, and then Ryan Reynolds answered and was like, agree, I'm having a word with Celine Dion. And then, like, this article's like, oh, he fucking was like, man, maybe my heart will go on. Like, I'm not defending Kanye West.
It sounds like you like Kanye West.
I like good music. So.
Comic music.
That's eight. Yeah. Comic music. Anyway, moving on, Chris. Well, I don't know why we were talking about fucking Akon.
Just got in there.
Speaking of people wanting to do stuff with other properties, Jordan Peele wants to reboot Gargoyles.
Hell yes, man. They just released a whole Gargoyles Funko line. Freaking love Gargoyles.
I was mixed on Gargoyles.
What?
Because I didn't like it, but then it came on really early in the morning.
It did. Accurate.
He wants to do a live action Gargoyles movie though, which would be
sweet. Goliath, Brooklyn.
Get
them all in.
He pitched it to Disney, so
they said, "Nah, we good." And he said, hell yeah, we'll make anything right now. We can't miss except for Wrinkle in Time.
You know, they're probably scratching their heads on this one thinking, we might have something here.
Oh, gee, Merry Christmas. You're Jordan Peele. I'm jumping for crickety. Look at this guy.
Would you watch a dark, live action? I mean, Gargoyles was a dark cartoon.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it wasn't. The funny thing is, it's not that dark. I mean, the themes that they're not dealing with, like, crazy themes. They happened to be gargoyles that were kind of, some people wanted to hunt them, some people wanted their magic. They could only be awake at nights. So, like, the art style was kind of gritty, but really, it was no different than, like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They weren't dealing with, like, stuff like, you know, Batman the Animated Series was dealing with, like, murder and crime and revenge and crying, and which I love. But it wasn't dealing with any of the stuff like this.
I haven't seen it. It's been like 20 years I haven't seen it.
It's been 20 long years since I've seen an episode of the show.
But would you be down for the Jordan Peele live action
version? I'm going to, because it's going to happen. I'm calling our shot.
Woo! Calling the shots. Got him cocked. Chris, you're playing right into my hand right now. And you have no idea. Speaking of reboots, Howard the Duck reboot?
Oh, man. We'll see.
Who was talking about this over at Leah Thompson?
Leah Thompson, yes.
She's to meet with Marvel about a reboot.
Mom to the Future. I mean, Back to the Future Mom.
Yeah. I don't know if you know this, but do you know who's been voicing Howard the Duck in the MCU?
Is it James Gunn?
No.
Who is it?
I'm going to give you one more guess. I want you to think about it. Don't Google it. Think about it.
I'm thinking about it. He's already in it. Not him. Somebody like, hey, look at me. I'm Howard the Duck. I don't know.
Throw a name.
Robert Downey Jr.
Throw a name that's not a character in the MCU.
Oh, well, I didn't know there were rules. Oh,
why would you pick Iron Man? I don't know how
you... I thought maybe he wanted to do something else. He was like, oh, yeah, I'll do that, and I'll do this, too. And he's like, ha, 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 look at me. Look at how funny I am.
That comes with a price tag.
What about... I don't know. Tell me. I'm out.
Think, all right, I'm going to give you a hint. Think real diehard celebrity comic book geek fan.
Kevin Smith.
I was either him or this other guy, but you got it wrong. It's not Kevin Smith. It's Seth Green.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yeah, he's Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck.
I saw that in the credits one time, and I was like, no. And then I went back. And then when I saw him again in the second scene that he's in or whatever, I was like,
this might be legit.
Yeah, yeah. Chris, we got more reboots though. Arachnophobia? I mean, there's definitely could be a dark twist to spiders fucking scary, man.
No, I'm not saying really in that sense. I'm saying really because that movie basically caused me to have night terrors for 10 years of my life. I don't need another one. Like, spiders, arachnophobia is the reason that people have a fear of spiders, just like Jaws is the main reason that people have a fear of not only sharks, but deep water. Like, that movie made people more afraid of spiders than they ever were before. And spiders are already pretty friggin' scary.
Yeah, dude.
I don't like them.
Spiders are scary. And
stank.
Yeah, I ain't trying to fuck with you on that.
But will Jeff Daniels be back for the sequel? You're gonna have to take these spiders out once and for all.
I forgot Jeff Daniels is in it. And I also but I didn't remember that John Goodman's in it.
Yeah, but he dies. No, he doesn't. Professor dies.
James Wan wants to produce an arachnophobia reboot.
Ooh, okay, so he wants to make it like a real horror movie.
Yeah, because he did Saw and Insidious and The Conjuring.
Yeah, he's ready.
Just thinking about it makes me scared.
I don't like spiders. Do you get big spiders out there in New York?
I mean, there's spiders here, but mostly there's cockroaches.
Do you see a lot of cockroaches?
No, actually, I don't.
Remember when we saw that rat when I came to see you? That was fun.
Yeah. Fucking just lurking. I don't even know how it got over there.
Just wanted to hang out and say, hey, I said, what's up, boys? I'm here to party. Yeah,
they got me free rent for like 3 months.
All right, what's next in the news?
Sidebar. Thanks for telling people I live in a rat-infested place.
Rats, cockroach-infested shit.
I don't live there anymore, okay?
I live on a third floor of an apartment now.
This is basically a reboot, but not a reboot. We're talking the Game of Thrones prequels. What are your thoughts, Chris? Do you want to talk about it? Do we care? Do you care?
I don't care. I'm a big Game of Thrones fan. I'm glad. My theory was always that if they're going to do a prequel, they do one for, like, Robert's War, and we get to see all the characters we knew young and other stories. But the fact they're going to set it, like, 10,000 years in the past and show us, like, the Age of Heroes, I'm down.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah. Dorks.
Fucking the first two seasons were so boring. Why would you want the before that?
You're off. You're out of your mind. Anyway,
Chris, you're my friend. We talk things on this podcast, right?
That's accurate.
Have you signed up for MoviePass yet?
No. Are we sponsored by MoviePass?
No, not you. Well, basically. I mean, if it wasn't...
That sounded like, one of those things on podcasts. They're like, hey, do you ever have trouble sleeping? And they're like, oh, yeah, I do. Like, oh, you're going to love Casper Mattress. And it's like, mother fudge.
Yo, we would write the most creative ads because we would just have fun with it.
Oh, hell yeah.
If you want to... If you'd like to sponsor our podcast, we are available.
Casper, you can do it. We will let you do it.
Just hit up chrisbuckywatts@gmail.com. I'm surprised you haven't picked up that an email address for that. That'd have been probably pretty dope.
Damn, anyway, such an idiot.
MoviePass, this is kind of a cool thing because I'm a single gentleman. I'm playing, you know, the Bachelor game. Not
playing really. That batch game.
But... Yeah, MoviePass wants to launch a bring a friend option. Hello.
Interesting.
Duh. So I don't know what that looks like.
Yeah, I don't know what that'd be. But, like you get like one buddy pass a month and it's like half price, or maybe you add $3 to get a buddy pass. That's pretty cool. I'm in.
This happened to me. This is a true story and I'm gonna say it. I went to the movies and I'd been hanging out with this girl for a minute, but I went to the movies. This was before MoviePass, like people knew what MoviePass was.
Right.
I was like paying like $50 a month, I think, at the time for unlimited movies. It's still worth it. But I was like, hey, we should go to the movies, blah, blah. And I was like, I have this thing called MoviePass and I can only buy one ticket.
So you got to get your own ticket.
I was just like explaining it to her before like and then the next day we went to the movies and like, I was like, I did the transaction and then she was like, I was like, are you going to get a ticket? And she's like, I thought you got me a ticket. And I was like, well, no, I explained. She was like, looked at me mad funny, like, really? You're going to make me pay for my own ticket?
And you did?
I was like, yeah, I've already bought, like, this is like date 4. Like,
wow.
You can buy your own movie ticket. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe that's just, I tried to break it down. We'd actually already seen a movie that I already paid for. So, this was like our second movie.
Like, why are we doing this, huh?
Well, it was just like I explained the concept of what this thing is and how it works. Like, movies are expensive. I'm not trying to... I already spent $50 on the last time we went to the movies. Not trying to do it again. Anyway. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that was a bad move on my part. Maybe that's why she doesn't talk to me anymore.
Could be. Very possible.
Speaking of ridiculous bids and money and things like that, Comcast is throwing $65 billion cash, which makes no sense because I would love to see this transaction go down. I'd love them walk up in there with bags of money.
Right.
I want to see those old school bags, pouches with the dollar sign on it and $65 billion put on the table. Like, we got the cash. Here we go.
And like, how do you think that's going to happen?
I'm sure that banks can pull this together, maybe, but like, how long would that take to put together $65 billion cash?
I mean, maybe cash is just like, cash probably is like more of a loose term. Like, that's not actual cash money. It just means like you're going to get a check for all the money. They just say cash. Like, we're going to wire transfer it to you. But I wish that we still did things in old cash. We used to have like, there used to be like different notes of money too. There used to be like $1 million bill. But it was only used for like large business transactions, so it was more like a certificate. But it actually did exist, and like I think, and a bunch of other big numbers. They don't need more, obviously, but I don't know. I mean, I still think in this whole thing, Comcast is going to lose, and Disney's going to get it.
I feel like Disney has everything to lose in this deal if they don't do it, right?
Yeah,
they're trying to do like the whole AT&T thing that they just did with Warner Brothers, right?
Right, exactly. And trying to just bully around
They're probably just trying to keep this so they can keep cable boxes in people's homes. But
we gotta keep these cable boxes going, guys.
No one wants cable anymore. We need fucking Fox.
We don't do this. It's all over, guys. I'm in love with you.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, this is just annoying. Like, there's too much good stuff happening right now that's like perfect timing for Fox to merge with Disney. In our sense, in our world anyway, Comcast is known for being like a terrible company. Well, I guess that's why they're dealing with Fox. You know, that was a joke.
Uh-oh, I see what you did.
I'll get a boo. I'll take it. Boom. Anyway, let's switch gears. And since we're talking Disney Marvel, Captain Marvel, some footage is finally out.
Really?
And was seen at Sin Europe. It's a weird thing for a thing, but... Disney revealed the first footage of Captain Marvel and Avengers 4 during their presentation at Sin Europe. Descriptions of what was shown has yet to surface. Kevin Feige introduced the footage, and then in doing so, he reportedly teased about how big a role Carol Danvers is going to have moving forward by saying, quote, Captain Marvel is about to take the lead in the entire MCU.
So what he's teasing is basically that Carol is going to become Tony Stark's dad. Like she's going to be the new thing that brings them together, like the main leader of this thing. Which is interesting because remember in Civil War II, it was actually Iron Man versus Captain Marvel, and now she's going to be the new leader. This is kind of like when Emma Frost takes over the event or the X-Men always. And X-Men. Cyclops takes it over, but then she does, and he's like, I'm out of here. So it's like, it's funny how they do these things. In comics, at least. Not necessarily in practice in the movies.
There's like, I guess, two ways to look at it, at least from my perspective. I would say that it would be kind of cool to see a Civil War II because in the end of that story arc, Tony Stark dies or like goes into a coma.
Right.
So that might be a good way to like sequence out Robert Downey Jr. without killing him off.
Ooh, interesting.
But, and he can make his appearance, like he goes missing, which is what we're at now. But I feel like what's being done now is not anywhere. I could be wrong, but then, you know, or it's also telling that Tony Stark's going to die in Avengers 4.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that it's kind of got those two story arcs. I feel like I don't know how long Robert Downey Jr. plans on hanging around, but
he's done after Avengers 4. He's going to be out of there. No reason to stick around. It's all over. You did it. You won. You made all the money. You won. Made literally all the money Disney had to give you.
Well, isn't Kevin Feige walking away too?
Yeah, he's gone too. They're basically just like changing the whole ship's crew. Like, we did the first one. We did a great job. It's over.
Yeah, speaking of... Well, no. I'm going to go from a clean... That was a clean cut. Great sequence.
Clean cut.
Great segues. Now I'm going... Getting to a mess, Chris.
Hit me with the messy deets. The messy deets out news.
We're closing out the news with this story. I don't know what the fuck DC is doing. We've kind of been confused with these Joker movies and things. Yeah,
doing this, and this guy's here, and this actor's confirmed, but no, he's not. And this script's there, but no, no one's ever made it, actually. Yeah, it's confusing.
Yeah. So now DC is saying the DCEU is a thing, and then we're going to make another non-DCEU universe at the same time, and they're trying to flirt with names DC Dark, which is a thing.
They already did that. Oh, in the comics, which DC Dark is a thing.
Yeah, but they also sued. I think Warner Brothers was suing, or somebody was suing somebody over the Dark Universe.
Probably Universal or Universal Dark.
You're right. It was
Universal. When they made those really bad movies.
Right. Chris, I'm going to give you... This is what's... There's two Joker movies planned.
Perfect.
There's a...
Yeah, I know. One with Joaquin Phoenix, maybe. And then now Jared Leto movie.
And Jared Leto. There's a Birds of Prey movie. So they announced what movies they're coming out with. And there's... On that announcement, there was two Joker movies. Gotham City Sirens.
Sure, that's... No one will be confused by that at all.
Not at all. Harley Quinn. And then the Joker versus Harley Quinn. Suicide Squad 2, and then Black Adam, Lobo.
I mean, they're not going to stop. In fair, I mean, just because they have struggled with the movies, they're not going to stop making them. Like, they see that they're, this is a place where they need to be in this market. They're going to keep making movies until they can get it right and catch their stride, if they ever do. So it doesn't surprise me. Some of the choices they do surprise me. Some of the other stuff, the rumors, you know, there's this big thing about how the Penguin and Matt Reeves Batman movies he's been working on is going to be the main villain. But then all of a sudden there's other rumors that came out that no, the Penguin's going to be in Birds of Prey, which makes more sense because he's a bird thing. But then apparently then even the script has been submitted now. And I don't know. I don't even know if Batman or if Penguin's even
there's
involved.
There's two Batmans. Batman and then like Ben Affleck wants to be involved still, but then like Jake Gyllenhaal is like maybe Batman. One wants to focus on the younger one, and then like we're gonna keep it moving with Wonder Woman and the DCEU.
Yeah, they're like, oh, and apparently Aquaman is supposed to be super good, they're saying.
It's a fucking mess.
Exactly.
Mess, man. I don't know. This is my biggest thing with this whole thing is like to the average moviegoer or the average like person,
it's a lot.
People, regular people have hard times like figuring out a Marvel character and a DC character. Now you're gonna throw them with like two different stories, but two different like none of them connect. This might have worked back in the day, but not now because it's common now that things are tied together.
Right, exactly. Like, this is what we're used to.
Like, this is confusing for us, and we're nerds.
Yeah, like, I like this stuff, and I still have no freaking clue what's going on.
Right. Which is a great segue, Chris. That's going to be the news, Chris. We got to just tired it out. Which brings me to our next. It's the same. We're talking DC still. Keep it moving.
Still in the DC realm.
We're talking Arrowverse.
What is the Arrowverse, Brad?
Arrowverse. So this is a CW universe created by Warner Brothers and DC. And it started off. This is as much of a mess as they have going on in their movies. This is actually put together slightly well.
Yeah, I mean, there were very low expectations. I know that when it first
started slow, and which goes back to saying like, how did you guys manage to get this shit off the ground, and be somewhat successful with it, but you can't get it right in the movies.
You're asking a really, really good question because I've gotten out of it, but I've jumped on when Arrow went on TV, I started watching it then. And when Flash went on, I started watching it then. And so like these shows I've seen episodes of the other ones, but those are two I was really into. And I was impressed from the beginning. I think Arrow, we'll talk about it more, but Arrow got weaker over time. Flash has stayed strong. We'll go through what are you just run through what are all the shows that are part of this Arrowverse.
So the Arrowverse consists of a few different things, and some of them are kind of loosely tied. But it started with Arrow, then they introduced the Flash, then there's a car animated series they did called Vixen. Which was this is like my favorite thing about the whole thing is like. I didn't watch Vix. I think I watched a little bit of it.
Hold on one second. Time out. Right
dogs
back.
Are barking. I haven't watched much of Vixen, but the thing I do really like about this is that it's tied into the series, and all of the characters from the other shows actually do the voices of the characters.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, like, Green Arrow... and the Flash, those actors do the voice for their characters.
See, that's funny because honestly, I think I've lightly heard about the Vixen thing, but I had no like knowledge of it. Like that's one I've never of these. I have not watched that one. I've watched all the other ones.
This extent of shows is actually it's pretty deep now. It's like. I think Arrow's up to like season 7.
Season 7, that's it. And Flash is on I think 4 now.
5.
5, four or five yeah. Like they've had to have Supergirl's on 3 and it changed networks, which was the best thing in the world. I know what they were trying to do, but it was the best move for them to get it.
What network is it on?
It was, I think it was CBS.
It was on Fox.
It was a CBS show, and then they weren't doing well enough, so they're like, oh, we're going to switch to CW, which is like, that's good, because you're already starting all these other shows.
I do remember that.
Like, what?
You're right. I do remember that, because when I first moved to New York, that was when it first came out, and I was watching it with my roommate. Other shows, Constantine
is
also a show they did one season of.
Yep, it was terrible.
Legends of Tomorrow.
Yep, Legends of Tomorrow, which is not the strongest, but it's kind of a cool idea. It's a cool collab.
I will say this, though. I saw Legends of Tomorrow, I think when it came on Netflix, the first season came on Netflix. And yeah. I was like, oh, I'll give it a shot. I didn't know that it was tied to anything.
You just thought it was its own separate thing.
I was just like, oh, maybe I'll give this a try. And like, I was, when you watch that first episode, you're kind
of
lost.
You're like, Legends of Tomorrow is literally made up of characters from all the other shows.
Right, right.
Why is this important?
So all these shows tied together. Now, Arrow came first and then The Flash, but this was a calculated move.
Oh, yeah.
Because in that first season, you do see Barry.
Yep.
He shows up, and you also see a few other characters, bad guys and things like that.
Yeah, because they put it together, so you got Firestorm in there, you get Captain Cold, and you get the other guy who's not Captain Cold.
Mm-hmm.
So the other guy who's Fire, Heat Wave, or whatever they want to call him for all intents and purposes.
Chris, Now, all these shows are like in the most of the shows are in the 90s on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, their scores have always been really strong.
So this whole verse it's got a great fan base. It's strong. But Chris, I trust you've seen enough episodes that you can gauge a feeling of, is this splash trash or meh? This whole verse. I'm not all the way caught up. I know you're not either. I'm about midway through. It's kind of been fun. I will say this. It's been fun, like, running, like, on Netflix, because most of them are. They actually took off Constantine, so I didn't get a chance to check that out. But it's been kind of fun to, like, go back and forth. Like, oh, which one do I watch in order? Because I've been following IMDb's list. But, Chris, Splash Trash, just throw that out there. Splash Trash or meh?
I think overall, you know what, actually, I do give it a splash. I think that it has its weak points. I think even the scores on Rotten Tomatoes for the shows are a little too high. Like, even for the fan base, like, Arrow got really, really bad there for a while. I know it came back and kind of has leveled out. But I think overall it's a splash, because you have content, good content from a lot of places. Constantine's just gone. It just wasn't in the right place. It also was on Fox, I think, or something, when it should have been on CW. Or maybe I'm getting that mixed up, but I think overall I also give it a splash, because they're doing something really cool. It's like, you know, NBC has like comedy. They used to have like Comedy Thursday and a TGIF for that other channel. Like, they took all these superhero shows and they put them on one channel, and they sort of leaned in their niche. Like, hey, people who watch our channel are in this age demographic. They like dramas for the girls that we want to watch. They like superheroes, and they like just Supernatural all by itself. So it's like, we're going to give them one. We're going to give them seven superhero shows. We're going to give them freaking Archie, which is technically a comic show. Called Riverdale. We're going to give them Dirty Little Buttholes, or Pretty Little Liars, where that show is called. And then we're going to give them Supernatural. Like, we're just going to lean in. I think that's really cool, to give fans what they want, and to make shows that are consistently pretty good with young casts or unknown casts that can kind of grow their own fan base and fill seats at Comic-Con.
Yeah. I'm a grown-ass man, and I watch this shit, but like, or I'm currently watching this. But yeah, it's definitely geared toward maybe like a... I don't want to say that too. Because like, I want to say it's aimed at like the tween, but it's not.
No. It's light. I mean, it's light, but it's heavy. It's like TV-14. Like, that's... People die and shit gets dark sometimes. But at the end of the day, it's usually pretty light. I mean, Supergirl's really cool. Dive into the space stuff.
Supergirl's also a series that I started when it first dropped, and I didn't know it was tied yet. It doesn't really tie in until 17th episode, I don't think, from what I've seen so far. I haven't really seen any. Anyway, skipping all around because there is that whole thing. My biggest thing with this, with every one of these shows, and I hate this, is there's someone's crying in every episode.
They definitely lean into the
multiple people are crying. Like there's like this string heart tug moment for like I think it's overkill.
They bring the drama. They want to get
drama.
Know who they are.
But there's always someone crying. There's some kind of
someone's always having like, drama.
Yeah, and they. So my first, I'm gonna start off with my negatives. One, I don't like that there's someone crying every episode. Like that I feel like it's overkill, especially in multiple shows, especially in the way that I'm watching it.
Sure, you bounce around and you're like, man, these are all the same characters doing the same stuff.
I'm just seeing someone cry every time I watch a show, which
I don't
has
like
its.
It.
I feel like there's a place for it, but like, come on, like.
Every single time. I mean, it's always heightened. Everything's heightened emotions and everything's do or die and we're going to be together.
Like everybody.
It's all
so,
started with Smallville, so man. Like Smallville was the show that brought superheroes. I guess you keep going back and say, well, maybe it was Lois and Lane or Lois and Clark, whatever that was called. Lois and Lane. But this like Smallville
that,
started
but...
this whole thing of being like a teen drama with superheroes true. Involved.
True, true. Arrow's got a lot of holes in it.
Yeah.
One of the things I hate about Arrow is the flashbacks.
Yeah, they
like,
do a lot
it was
of
cool.
they play
it was
with
cool.
time a lot. And not in the way like Flash does.
No, it was like fine for like the first maybe I'll even give it the second season. But like that does bother me, like the current day situation also was the same situation he had on the island.
What are the odds
and there's
on the
all
island?
These crazy...
He had to learn how to pick a lock with nothing but a pair of pliers and a tube of toothpaste. That's exactly what he has right now.
And like, there was like a full season. Like he gets, it turns out he's on this island for like 5 years, but then like it goes back and forth. Like, and he's not on the, he's in Hong Kong. Like there's multiple.
Ooh, look at me. I'm over here. Look over here. This is where I am now.
The flashbacks, they kill me because I'm like, why? Like, why are
we doing this?
Just get him off the island. Do a couple of flashbacks that he has and he remembers things. And he's like, oh, fuck, yeah. And it's coming back. But, like,
in the first,
he's on the island, off the island. Like, he just, like.
In the first season, I really liked it. I thought it was a cool way to introduce the character and kind of get a good backstory. But exactly
right.
What you're saying is the problem. They got comfortable doing that. And in fairness, I think personally it's kind of a lazy way to write because you could just basically say, okay, cool. For us over half this season, he's going to be doing something somewhere else. So we don't have to actually make a very good narrative as far as like what the story of this season is. It doesn't have to be like Flash or Supergirl where there's one villain and we need to be focusing on how we're going to beat them. Instead, we can just say, hey, we'll just make half a story and it'll all in some way tie into this thing that happened a billion years ago to this
guy. Yeah. And like the thing that bugs me the most is like when he's rescued on off, and gets off the island, he's got like this scraggly beard,
right,
which
right.
a lost person on the island should have, and like long ass hair. But like where I'm at right now, this dude's got, he's clean shaved and got short hair on the island. So I'm like, okay, how the beard he had and the haircut he had when he got off the island.
Yeah, it's like, when is this guy going to grow all this hair?
Yeah, 2 years.
That's what I'm saying.
And
I think that's why they got comfortable because they, in the first season, like, yeah, we got this all laid out. And they're like, ooh, we know what we should do. Go back to the island. And they're like, well, shit, he doesn't have a haircut anymore. They're just like, we'll figure
like
that
jail,
out later.
Like,
yeah, then it's a prison.
Turns out there's a bunch of people on this island. Like, that part bugs the shit out of me. But I will say, I like the main dude who
Steven
plays Arrow.
Amell or Amell.
Whatever his name is. Yeah, he's okay. Some of the lines, like, you can easily predict. They definitely took from Batman.
Oh yeah, they're not great actors like in these shows. They don't get the cream of the crop.
No, it's actually inspiring me to be an actor because
yeah,
I'm
it's like you're young. They pick these young actors and hopefully they do really well. But if they don't, oh well.
Arrow is Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, basically it's just a different version of Bruce, which is fine because the story is actually based off of Green Arrow Zero Year or whatever, which is fine. That's okay. I mean that's good based off what you know, but. Still, at the same time, it's like, yeah, but remember how, like, this shouldn't just be a Bruce Wayne story.
What I find funny is that Gotham is shot the same way, but it's not related.
It really is. That's funny that you say that.
It's 100%.
It's like, but one's on Fox and one's here, and it's the same. The acting's not great, and they're bringing, the connections are kind of loose. Gotham has a much darker kind of tone, or
but just like
kind of it's shot darker, but it's the same basic thing.
It's just like
young people who have drama in a superhero world.
But I meant, and also like just like the like the way the logo comes on the screen. It's like
it's green arrow.
Yeah, it's this exact same. Yeah. Oh, what I did love about The Flash is for a minute, for that first season, they were doing almost like a cut scene. Because like it would end, yeah, and then there would be like this cut scene and you would find out a little bit more and then led it to the next. They stopped doing that on the second season.
Yeah. I really like.
That was dope.
I love Flash. I think of all the shows, it's my personal favorite of the ones. Just because I think that the cast's pretty strong. I think they did a good job of striking a good balance. I think the stories are really cool. I don't know what season you're on, but season 3 is like really, really good, in my opinion.
I'm at the point where Wally's in play and he's gone back in.
Oh, so you're doing fine.
He's gone back in time a few times. And
man, you're really burning these shows down. I didn't think you had started these like a month ago.
Yeah, I've been
cruising.
I'm to the point now. I think I'm on like, I don't know what episode I'm on, but Felicity Smoke has, they've led it up to, they built this whole story arc where Felicity Smoke, it looked like she died because Barry came to a funeral and
the crossovers are interesting too. I think that's a part we didn't talk about, but
yeah,
those are interesting, huh?
Yeah I like that. Like I like when they're involved. I think the best character if I was to put all the characters in line and be like, who's the best character? I'm going Cisco.
Really? You like Cisco, huh?
Cisco is by far the best character. He's funny.
Ah, okay.
He's funny. I like that he's like into making the names. Again, like this.
Yeah, he's kind of like a comic book nerd in the show.
Yeah,
which is kind of cool.
Yeah, and I don't. The thing that I also like is like I like that. I like that I don't really know too much about these characters. Like it's not like me diving into like the MCU. This is me like as an outsider, like just watching the shows for what they are.
It's actually kind of a difficult thing I have with Gotham sometimes. Is like I'm too wrapped up.
Because you know.
In Gotham, thinking about it not being a bat. Like, I forget that it's not really. It's its own Batman story.
Right.
Like, I'm like, that never happened. Like, that's impossible. I'm like doing the math on things. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
And I know they stay close. But when it comes to, like, I'm always concerned myself to be like, I really like The Flash. But there's characters there. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that you were going to be this person. I didn't know this was even a real character. Like, I knew that this villain existed, but I didn't know that how deep it went. That's same thing for, like, Legends of Tomorrow and Supergirl. I'm like, okay, cool. Like Supergirl, you did Brainiac, but also you threw in like this really interesting small arc with this bad guy. So it's a good mix of stuff. I think they have so much material to draw from, and they try and find the balance between drama. That's why the season 4 or 5, whatever, is so terrible of Arrow, because honest to God, I swear he never shoots an arrow. All he does is just have drama with Felicity Smoke.
He's at the point right now, at least for me. He's like he was like running for mayor or whatever.
Did they try and get married?
Yeah, and like she I hate that. I thought this was the worst fucking scene. It's like she's basically breaking up with him, and she's setting a ring on the table, but then like all of a sudden she can walk, and like and then she just gets up.
Oh my
she doesn't
God.
Say anything. She just like, hold on a second. You've been in a wheelchair for how long? Like paralyzed. You get up. And you're like, oh, fuck, I'm walking. And the only, you don't say anything. You don't do anything.
Like,
you don't cry. You're not excited. You just walk out the door.
No, you look at me. This is how powerful I am. I'm going to walk. And it's like, well, that's not how, no people will be like, holy fuck, my legs work.
But and that's what's weird, too, is because you see him look. He's like, oh, my God. Like, Felicity, like, whoa.
Like,
he's like, he's like normal, but she's like, yeah, I'm getting out. Like, she just surprises herself, gets out of the wheelchair, and just walks away. And it's
look
like,
at me oh. walking all this. Yeah, and the drama that season is just so, it's just so over the top. So that's where they, you know, you go a little bit too much one direction and you got to figure out how to recorrect.
Yeah. There are some interesting takeaways. I don't know if you know this, Chris. I was going to go over fan theories, but I'm going to skip that.
Ooh.
We're just going to go straight.
Hit it.
We're going to go straight into
Easter egg failures.
Easter egg failures.
This is amazing. I saw this earlier on notes and I was like, what is this?
I found this list and I was like, I was pretty juiced. There's a lot of them that I didn't know because there's a lot of spoilers in here for where I am, which is, yeah. I'm kind of like, but I'm late. So I have to like,
you're like, all right, I gotta accept that that's a realistic possibility.
Yeah, anyway, all right, so Easter eggs that didn't go anywhere. They brought Mark Hamill back into the fold, which I was like,
the trickster,
because he played, there used to be an old show. I think I asked you this. I don't know if I did, but I was like, is the old Flash show a part of this universe?
It's not, but there's so many homages because, like, the guy that plays his dad in The Flash was the Flash on the old show.
Barry Allen.
And a young Mark Hamill was the trickster, who was, like, his ultimate nemesis.
But that's where it kind of does play in the fact because Mark Hamill is in jail for being the trickster from...
Right. So they're like, I see what you're saying. Because that's an Easter egg where it's, like, doesn't necessarily mean the same thing, but it kind of does.
Right.
You know, it's like it connects the worlds, but more of as an homage.
I do like that they gave the nod to, obviously they brought Mark Hamill in, they brought the dude who played The Flash, made him Barry's father, and I thought that was cool. That's like a cool nod. That's a cool thing to do. And they also did the same thing in Supergirl, where they brought back Dean Cain, and Dean Cain
right
played Superman's dad.
But in this, he played
he was Superman. He played Supergirl's dad. And they don't have Lois Lane in there. They have. At first, I thought Supergirl was tied into the movies,
right?
Because they kind of hinted at they talked about Superman, and they didn't really show him. They just like would throw like the sun behind it, so you couldn't. There was like a silhouette.
Sure.
But then they brought in Lucy Lane, who was Lois Lane's sister.
Yeah, it was like that stuff is always.
It was like, okay, we get it, we get the handoff. Like,
I see what you're trying to do here. I know what's happening.
Apparently, I haven't got this far yet, but apparently, they hinted at Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen? I don't know.
Or Justice Society or something like. There's another thing in one of the shows about that.
Earth 2 Barry has numbers for Bruce, Diana, Clark, and Hal on his phone. All these names are members of the Justice League. On Earth 1, Central City Police Department entryway artwork depicts 7 Greek gods. There's a hint at Aquaman. I'm not this far yet.
So these are hints. I mean, how are they? Are they fail? Are you just mean failures in the sense like because they put them in the show, but it's just there to be there. It doesn't actually do anything or mean anything.
I think what got me into this was I haven't got there yet, but I think the biggest thing was they started to do the Suicide Squad pretty early.
Right.
But because of the movie, they had a Harley Quinn, they had a Deadshot, and they kind of just were supposed to do, I guess, more with Harley Quinn, but.
Then they had to put up with the brakes on.
Because they never tell, they never say she's Harley Quinn. They never. It's just like you can tell it's Harley Quinn, but because of the movie,
we know who it is.
And I read an article and it was like we deaded it. And same with Deadpool. They killed off Deadpool, or not Deadpool, Deadshot.
Deadshot.
Yeah.
You know, this is if nothing else, and hopefully, if something comes through for Salt Lake City and we get to go down there and freaking interview anybody, this will be perfect. But. Like, this is one of the things where I think now more than ever is a fun time to go back and watch Smallville. Because not only did, like, we talked about the show kind of launch the whatever this genre, but more than also, it freaking, like, you get to see these crazy uses of these characters we didn't think we'd ever see. Like, Deadshot is in there, but he's, like, an Old West style assassin.
It's a terrible Deadshot. Like,
special, but, like, they took these ideas and like, okay, what's the best way we can use this bad guy for this one thing in Smallville? I mean, like that's one of the things I'm just saying is fun to go back and look at that because now they end up struggling with who the movie is or we can't name this character. Bethesda was just like, okay, cool, just throw that character in there and let's see how it works out. Like, okay, cool. Now, instead of it being actual Bizarro, just make it Superman, but make him, like, have cracked gray skin. Okay, sweet. Like, there's so many little
right,
things
they did that with,
like,
they did that
right.
with Supergirl, and, like, you can tell there's a formula in these shows.
Absolutely.
Like, the Cisco for Supergirl is definitely Kat, what's her face?
Yes.
She's, like, naming the characters and, like, Bizarro, Supergirl, blah, blah, blah.
It's a lot to keep up with.
It's...
I think the only thing is, like, it's so funny to talk about this in our Splash Trash Remember about comics, but, like, the only thing with having this many shows this far along is I feel like the point of entry is really difficult. Like, I know that we obviously have Netflix and we can catch up and whatever else, but at the same time, since they do crossovers and stuff, to be a part of it and in it feels really cool when you're watching if you enjoy the shows. But, like, if I wanted to start fresh, like, you just basically started fresh. It's a lot of content to have to freaking watch. Like, it's pretty – I think you would also agree that it's pretty daunting.
Yeah, especially I had seen a few episodes already from, like, The Flash and Supergirl. I'd never really gotten to Arrow. But, yeah, I started with DC Legends of Tomorrow, but I was like,
right.
What the fuck is this show? I don't get it.
Like, exactly. You just stumbled.
You
in
can't
like,
do
like,
that. You,
yeah,
you
you're,
really
you're
can't
gonna
do
be
that
lost.
With this. Like, you have.
You might as well just start Flash in the season 3 because you're just gonna be as lost.
Like, you could probably get away with starting with Flash and be okay, but like, man, watching that first pilot episode for Legends of Tomorrow after going through everything, I was like. I know that, like,
you're like,
I know this guy, like, because there's like, they say that, like, they're, it's definitely like a comic book in the sense of, like, you know, like, they make a reference to something. You're like, what the fuck are they talking about?
You're like, wow, I better keep watching because I'm going to miss something crucial.
Right. Which in the sense is like a really great idea because, like, from day one, they, had it set up to like branch out because Barry Allen's in the Flash is in the first season, and like they even tie in him being in a coma in the first Arrow season, so they knew.
Yeah, see, I mean,
but I didn't know
they know what they're doing.
I didn't know that when I first started watching The Flash. Like, I was like, oh, this is where. But like Felicity Smoke comes in, and they just. It's not like you get a whole reintroduction. It's like, it's right where they left off. So
yeah, exactly. So if you want to be into it, get into it and have fun with it. Enjoy it. Just don't get overwhelmed by it being maybe a little daunting or don't feel like you. For me, my thing is like, I just feel like I don't have to watch them all. Even if they do crossovers and I miss a thing here or there, like if I'm not into Legends of Tomorrow, I'm not going to watch Legends of Tomorrow. Like,
yeah,
that's just how it's going to go.
That show plays that show I can kind of throw on in the background. The best show is Flash for sure.
Yeah, I really you like Flash too.
Yeah,
that's your favorite.
Yeah, by far. I think there's more character building again, like dealing with people crying in every episode. Arrow gets a little daunting. I hate the flashbacks. Supergirl is like, it's whatever. I like Supergirl, but it's so much of like trying to fit in, and like I glazed over that whole, I think the first 10 episodes, but then you get characters like Martian Manhunter,
John Johns.
John Johns is in it, and like his story's kind of cool. There's great characters in it, I don't know if it's the exact same as what in the comics about like Supergirl was supposed to be, is actually older than Superman, but. Got thrown off
but
the course.
But she got delayed in a wormhole or whatever.
Yeah. Again, it's very campy, but they hint at, obviously, the jokes in it are very obvious. Like,
sure.
I think there's an episode where someone says something like, it's a bird, it's a plane. Is it a plane? Like, stupid stuff like that. And you're like, or like,
you're like,
there's a few jokes where you're like, I see what you did there.
Like, okay, we get it. This is for Superman-ish universe.
Not that it's tied to, not that it's necessarily going to lead to anything later. It's just like a joke that someone's making that's like a known thing. But But they hint at...
Exactly.
But they do hint... One of the things they do is they hint at Gotham. They hint at Bruce Wayne and Batman. And also Wonder Woman. Because there's obviously, I think, in Legends of Tomorrow. I haven't got here yet, but they go to Themyscira,
the land of Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Oh, there was a... Oh, there was like an Amazon... You're like an Amazon woman or something along the lines. Relate. There's like relationship layers on top of everything else.
That's true too. It gets really deep, and I mean they do their best to make these are hour long programs, so yeah. It's a lot to do and a lot to grapple with.
It's a soap opera.
Content to draw from. It's a soap opera. It's a new age soap opera.
It's 100%.
You know, the one thing I do love, I was gonna say this earlier, my favorite thing about these shows too, not the graphics are lacking, they're what you'd expect for TV, but yeah, I've really always been impressed with the Flash's graphics. Like,
they're terrible.
When he's running, I've always liked it, kind of. Not when he's up close, but they actually, it looks like they put some money into some of their CGI when he's like, when you see him zipping through the city and stuff.
Yeah.
But I remember just small, you know, in the old days, small, just a close-up shot of his face, and it looked like everything else was going quick. And now it's like, okay, I believe that he's actually, and he runs kind of like a normal person would run. But he's faster because then everything goes slower when the Flash is running fast. That's kind of how it works.
I feel like the thing with the Flash is there's a lot of like, I feel like I can tell. And maybe this is just because I've been on set and I kind of know a little bit more than the average person. But like sometimes he'll turn away and it looks like he stops. And then like, because they're cutting, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right. Yes.
He just kind of turns and like does this move, but he like stops and then like, he's like, was it becomes that good? A blur.
And they're like, no.
But instead of like a full float motion where if someone was running, they wouldn't just like,
even. Yeah, that's not how it works.
He like stop. You can see him stop and then like, they throw the blur out there. It's that old, what is it called? Hollywood magic where you just like, all right. This person's going to disappear. So the other person don't move. And then like you hit the record button off and the other person walks off and then you hit it again. And it looks like they just disappeared.
Oh my gosh. You're like, yeah, I see what you guys are up to here.
And they just like, all right. And then like in CGI, they'll just throw in a red blur. Like,
you can't pull one over on me.
What's your take on, we should probably wrap this up because we're going off on it pretty long, but, I haven't followed Flash as a character in comics, so this is all still new. I think that's why I like it, because like it's still, I'm learning more as I go along, and I'm Googling stuff as I'm watching these shows, and like,
see, that's the trick I think for all these, like just looking at it and being like, okay, cool, like what is that, like you can do some research. This is, in some ways, it's a great way to enter into the comic world.
Yes, I'm learning more I'm learning more quicker. But
yeah,
I'm also spoiling things in the show because, like, I think the first time I hit IMDb, I was like, "Oh,
like, oh no, it says his name right there."
It was like, it was like
such an idiot.
It was like, I think Laurel Lance, like her character, she's a Black Canary, but she doesn't become Black Canary until like the third season,
right?
That, and then like, John Diggle, is that his name?
Diggle.
Diggle,
Diggs.
Yeah, he's like, for the what bothered me for the longest time was like he would go out with like no mask or like nothing and just be like shooting.
Like, he shoots a gun.
He shoots a gun.
Just shooting people. They're like, nobody's gonna draw the connection between you guys knowing each other.
Right.
No one's like, that's odd. These guys look familiar-ish.
I mean, I feel like that part, what you're saying right now, is like it was gone after the first episode when he was throwing like motor oil on his face and being like,
he's like, okay, I gotta and dunk some, my head in
some
bit of tar.
And sometimes he uses the voice thing but then doesn't. He's like,
what's up?
Like inconsistent with who he's talking to.
Pick a lane, buddy.
And then like Laurel's dad is the main cop and he's like somehow managed to pick out Roy Harper. But like, he's like,
but he can't get this one. He just can't.
He can't put other people together. But he's like, oh, Roy Harper shows up and he's like, with the voice thing, he's like, oh, you need to. He's like, really Harper. He's like, really Harper or whatever. And he's like, how'd you know it was me?
Oh wow.
He's like, really? You just. Oh, and he's that dude wears like that same hoodie for like 2 years every day straight.
Yeah, being Arsenal.
Yes, but like not even not like he. he's just wearing a hoodie in everyday life. Like, he's wearing that same red hoodie every single day or every time he's on the... No one does that. No one's wearing that. No one wears the same hoodie that long every day.
Nobody wears the same hoodie ever.
Yeah, anyway. It's still fun. I'm still going to pursue watching it. It gets mad corny sometimes. There's some good jokes. I'm going to say Cisco for the win.
Cisco for the win.
Let us know what you think about Arrowverse. We went off on a weird ending there.
That's what we do. We get weird. This show's been a mess, and I blame myself for it. Yeah, thanks, Lucky Zillas. It's part of the Dark Universe.
Whatever the fuck it is. If you like Arrowverse, hit us up. Let us know if there's something we missed. If there's something coming up about Jurassic Park you want us to talk about, there's a comic book arc you want us to review, hit us up at gsplashbc@gmail.com. I'm Bradley Baxter. Chris, what else you want to say before we dip up out of this Arrowverse?
You said it all, man. Check out all the other stuff, and let's get funky.
Funky. I'm leaving it on that note. We'll be back next week, same back channel, same Gotham in a different universe. Though. It might be the dark one. It might be the DC.
We don't even know.
We gotta figure it out.
Talking about Casper Mattress.
Brought to you in part by Movie Pass. We're out of here, baby. I'm out. Peace.
Wait.
What a chorus! Extra.